Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cuperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
Well, the cattle complex should open with a firm undertone this morning, thanks to follow-through buying and technical buying from yesterday. Similarly, long hog futures, lean hog futures, that is, seem likely to begin with at least moderate gains today, supported by bull spreading and short covering. Now, light to moderate trade volume did surface in parts of Nebraska yesterday, with most dressed steers and heifers marked at $188, about $2 lower. And we saw some cash cattle trade in our part of the country a little bit yesterday at about $118. Now, here today, opening bid should start around 115 to 117 in our part of the country, and we assume that asking prices again will stay around 122, maybe a little bit lower. Now, look for the hog trade to once again open with steady to weak bids. This week's slaughter is on track to be slightly higher than last week, just over 2.2 million and above prior year by about 4.4%. As July transitions into August, supply increases from July's time frame will again pick up through the fall. On the grains, corn and soybeans closed higher for the second day, with both markets above key moving averages as traders await the weekend, in which temperatures could top 100 degrees in Kansas and Missouri and up to the mid-90s in other parts of the Midwest. In the longer term, the latest 6 to 10 day outlook has hot, dry conditions for the central and northern plains and for much of the Midwest. And the spring wheat did close lower for the first time in 4 days, as beneficial rain is forecast for much of the Dakotas over the next 3 days. The winter wheat markets were unchanged to a little lower in light trading. Well, corn futures closed about 5 cents higher with new crop December above key moving averages. That contract briefly topped $4, but retreated under it by the close. Hot weather this week and next week may stress pollinating corn. Now, soybeans posted double-digit gains with new crop November moving farther above $10, as the hot weather may pose problems for the developing Midwest crop. Other oilseed markets were lower, with Winnipeg canola easing in reaction to gains in the Canadian dollar. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, live cattle, August was up $2.20 yesterday, $117.27. October was up $2 at $118.87. August feeder cattle up $2.90 at $154.50. And September was up $2.80, $154.45. August hogs up $2.07, $82.57. October was up 92 cents at $68.80. At the close, Kansas City hard red winter wheat down 2.5 cents, $5.25. December was down 2.5 at $5.26.75. September corn down 3/4 at $5.03. December unchanged at $5.26.75. September corn was up 5.5 cents, $3.82.5. December up 5.5 at $3.96.25. August soybeans up 10.25 at $9.99.75. September up 10.25 at $10.04. On the cotton futures, October up 45, $69.21. December's up 48, $68.55. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.